So we did it. Double digits, baby. We're stoked. We've made it to day 10 of hashtag 365. And whether you've stuck to your calories religiously or maybe you've fallen off the wagon a couple of times, it doesn't matter. It's day 10. Get back on that wagon and we're going to do this. I'm doing 1,700 calories. Whatever you're doing, hopefully it's like something healthy and sensible and not ridiculous. The aim is to lose about a pound or 2 pounds a week, right? We can do this. I believe in us. Go team. Us.
In a world of delicious calories, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising, and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. This is hashtag 365.
So I've called this episode The Lies That We Tell Ourselves, because anybody that has any sort of relationship with food, which is basically anybody, whether that's a healthy or not so healthy relationship, will know there's times where we just tell ourselves these absolutely batshit crazy lies to sort of justify why we're eating the things that we're eating. And here's a classic example. Do you remember the other day I was talking about that Terry's chocolate orange I had in my locker that's been taunting me at work? Right, today I decided that I should get rid of that Terry's chocolate orange. And what did I think in my head? I didn't think I'll get it out of the locker and put it in the bin, or I'll get it out of the locker and give it to someone. I thought, well, I better eat it. Or, you know, I better eat it, because it's a waste, isn't it, if I don't eat it. And I don't want to push the calories on other people and offer it. I'll just eat it myself. So, of course, I ate about half of this remaining chocolate orange myself. But it's just the fact that I had that lie in my head that it was in some way better for me to eat it myself than just throw it away. Otherwise, oh, it's just a waste, isn't it? Oh, these lies that we tell ourselves. And I was talking about this with my mate Ben earlier today. He was like, it's like that with protein, you know, and KFC. I'll sometimes go, oh, but you know, I didn't have any chips though. It's just chicken. Chicken's protein. It's fine. It's just protein. It's like, no, Alex, that's deep fried chicken. That's chicken wrapped in a crumb that blatantly has sugar and all sorts of other hideous things in its delicious, granted, crispy crumb, and then deep fried, submerged in oil for ages to give it that absolutely remarkable flavour, depth and character of flavour as well in a KFC. But you'll say to yourself, oh, it's just chicken, it's fine. Oh, do you know, I had to eat something and I didn't really want carbs, so I didn't have any chips. I just had some delicious chicken. And do you know, I had a side of corn as well, corn on the cob. One of my five a day. Unbelievable. These are the things that we come out with. I was talking to my wife about it. She said, Alex, I write down some of the lies that you tell yourself because I find them hilarious. And I was like, whoa, why have you not told me this before? You're actually writing them down? She's like, yeah. And she showed me some of them. So the KFC one was in there. I didn't eat anything today, just had some KFC, but it was just plain chicken and I didn't even have a dip. Like, that's something to be proud of. This is apparently stuff I say all the time. I'm allowed treats, stop nagging me. Something I say all the time. Wine doesn't count is another one that I say quite regularly, apparently. Here's one of my favourites. I can't walk to the station, it's dark and I deserve a rest. Oh my God. The stuff we come out with. And it's really made me think as well. It's really made me think about the relationship that I've got with food and where these little lies come from. But we do that, don't we? We'll do something like really unremarkable, like, I don't know, write an email. And you'll be like, oh, do you know what? Whew, did some serious emailing today. I think I deserve a burger this lunchtime. I think I'll go for a burger. And I'm going to start writing them down. I'm going to actually start writing them in my notes, in my phone. And just kind of make a note of them. And I've been thinking about this, and one of the ones I came up with the other day, I was hungover and my brain was going, oh, do you know what, Alex, you better have a Lucozade because, you know, you need to get your electrolytes back up and it'll rebalance you. I'm like, Alex, what are you on about? A Lucozade? It's literally like pure sugar, pouring sugar, which bear in mind turns immediately to fat. It's pouring fat basically into your body. Why? And then I'd be like, oh yeah, but maybe if I have a bacon sandwich, that'll replenish some of the essential salts. These are actual things that I've said to myself in the past. Better have a bacon sandwich because it will replace the essential salts. Jesus Christ! It's straight up food addiction. through and through. You know it, I know it. And when you kind of like look at it with hindsight, or look at it without being in that spectrum of mind for a second, you can kind of see it for what it is and see how absolutely ludicrous it is that I've allowed food to have this massive controlling power over me. These are the lies we tell ourselves. And I'd love to hear yours as well. Hit me up on Twitter at Alex Bakerman, or on Facebook, facebook.com/AlexBakerman. Let me know, like, some of the lies that you've told yourself. Maybe they're regular ones. Maybe they're ones you come out with all the time. That bacon sandwich one is basically every time I'm hungover. Oh, I've got to have a bacon sandwich. Need those essential salts. Oh, man, what are we like? Anyway, tomorrow I've got no idea what we're going to be talking about. I'm conscious, though, we're halfway through the second week of 365. So we're hurtling towards the next weigh-in. I've got a plan to lose 2 pounds. Am I going to beat that? Am I going to be on track? I'm already starting to freak out about it. But that's a good thing. Staying top of mind. So all the while I'm freaking out, I know it's okay. It's when I stop worrying about it and start pretending to myself that I need a hot dog for some ludicrous reason that the problem starts setting in again. So I hope you're well. See you on Twitter. Hit me up at AlexBakerman with the lies that you've told yourself that have led you to eating all sorts of absolute nonsense.